I'd like to reconvene the September 2009 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Before we get started, we have a little housekeeping to take care of. I know we had discussed the scheduled dates for the November and December meeting, but I think I want to go ahead and do it now as far as formally is concerned. I believe we decided to keep the November date, which would be the third Tuesday, which would be the 24th of November. That would be the fourth Tuesday. Uh-huh. And then on December, we will have the meeting on the third Tuesday, which will be the 15th of December, as so as to not to conflict with Christmas week. Is that acceptable to members of the commission? Mm-hmm. Mr. Bull, if you can so note that on the website and whether postings that we have to do. Is that okay with you, Mr. Joseph? Any problem? Okay. We'll do that. That settles everything. And
I'm yeah, motion.
So moved. Motion made by Mr. Fox to change the date, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is public comments. That's an opportunity for those in the audience to speak on matters that are not on the agenda. At Mr. James first. Forward, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. Members of the commission, at first blush, what I am about to say to you may not seem immediately in your jurisdiction. However, I think you'll be able to connect the dots very easily. This happens to be, fortunately, the year of the oceans. The oceans cover more than two-thirds of the planet. It provides food for more than half the world's population, and it influences the global weather climate patterns, and it serves as a global highway for transporting products and materials. It also impacts our lives every day. As my friends, the watermen in the room, well know, and as each one of you commissioners well know, we affect the oceans. And the ocean, of course, is recognized as being vital to life on Earth. Recently, there has been a very tragic incident that has occurred off of our coast. Mr. Sneed lost his life. A gentleman from, I believe, Pennsylvania, possibly Pittsburgh area. And unfortunately, when they finally found Mr. Sneed, the headlines in the Virginia Pilot blared, "Shark kills man." And I turned to my wife and I said, "Oh boy, here we go again." A little bit of mix of hysteria, revenge, and we've got to get rid of the sharks. I believe you may recall, for those of you who were on the commission at that time, that I spoke to you briefly on my concerns about the fact that the shark killing was having an impact. The loss of sharks was probably responsible for a good deal of the explosion in the cow nose ray population, and that they in turn were leading to the severe damage that we were experiencing in our oyster reefs and our oysters. I have a suggestion I would like to respectfully make. The VMRC does an excellent job in your fisheries news of outlining issues and so on. And the issue that I would ask you to study and briefly and then project to our public. Most people who live on the shores and up rivers and streams clearly understand that the thing you don't do is to go swimming at 9:30 in the evening and not expect the sharks to be out there feeding. And you don't go early in the morning, by the way, if you're smart. But it's obvious that this gentleman, who was 60 years old when he lost his life, never got the message, never understood, or if he did understand, and I hope you understand, I mean no disrespect to him, and I sincerely am sorry for his family's loss. But he never got the message that you have to live in harmony with our oceans. That's just a given. And I don't care what faith you are or what category you fall in as far as your politics or anything else. You have to understand the environment in which you live or you visit. And so this ocean brochure, which is available right out here in your stand, is an excellent example of how you can get the word out addressing the issue of urging people to use common sense and pay attention to what it is they're doing. And in turn, hopefully, they will communicate it to their friends and family and anybody else who cares to listen. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very eloquently put, Mr. James, and I think you make an excellent point. We, it may not be the same thing, but we have, just to show you that we do attempt to get the word out, from a boating safety perspective, we've been trying to tell those that don't swim and can't swim, please wear a life jacket for many years. And obviously, by the number of fatalities that we have that can't swim and don't have them, they're not listening. But does that mean that we give up on it? No, we don't. So your point is very well made. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come forward, please.
Yes, sir.
Good. Raise your right hand. Were you sworn earlier this morning?
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll be providing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is Lieutenant Ed Guy for benefit. He's our training officer, and he's filling in for Lieutenant Colonel Warner Rhodes. This is an enforcement action that Lieutenant Guy will explain to us.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hall, to my left, is Judy Yeager requesting to get his forster permit back. He received a violation on September the 11th of this year, on Friday, and his court case on October the 5th. The violation was for failure to cover his moistures in the storage area. That's a violation of 4 BAC 20720-106. Looked up and he does not have any violations on that.
Okay, just as a matter of familiarization, this is somewhat of a new regulation adopted collaterally by the health department and us to prevent the spread of those diseases, pathogens, or whatever that are involved with shellfish harvest and heat. The health department now requires that you either be off the water by 10 o'clock or noon, 10 o'clock, or have the specific oysters covered, refrigerated, in other words, measures taken to keep them cool. And apparently in this situation, the gentleman had not taken adequate measures in the eye of the officer. What happened? Did you have a follow-up? Okay. The regulation calls for the individual's permit, which is an individual permit for that specific location, to be pulled, and the individual must come before the commission to have the permit reinstated. And I presume that's why the gentleman is here today, is to ask that his permit be reinstated. So that's just a matter of background. Lieutenant, did you have any further at this time? No violations? Was he cooperative with the officer at the time? Any notation that he was not?
Notation that he was cooperative.
Okay. What would you like to say, sir?
I was never washed in summer, sir, and I was starting early, and I didn't know I was supposed to have him covered.
Any questions?
I do now. I've got an article now. I didn't believe you.
Mr. Fox.
What's that code number again?
It's 4 BAC 20720-106.
And it may, no, it may not be in there because it is a health department regulation, so it's
called VA-20.
Or VAC.
VAC
20.
720. 720.
Dash
106.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is a TARP audit required to comply with that regulation at this point, the way it's written? Or,
I'd like
you
to read it.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
From May 1 through September 30th, any vessel used for harvest of oysters, that's in a paragraph D in this section.
Yeah, and have it sliding over there if you would to the microphone, make it a little bit easier. Thank you.
On paragraph B, from May 1 through September 30th, any vessel used for the harvest of oysters for human consumption from either public ground or private ground shall have shading over the area that this that serves as a storage area for oysters, except as described in subsection C of this section. And all oysters in the vessel shall be offloaded every day. You want to hear paragraph C as well? From May 1st through September 30th, any vessel used to harvest oysters for human consumption that are placed in an aquaculture container completely covered by a lid or a top shall not be required to have shading over that container.
I do have one question. You said, you know, the time limit was 10 o'clock. You said, and or, in other words, the way I understood it, you had to be in by 10 o'clock or have a shading. You don't have to have the shading if you don't come in by 10
o'clock. I'm just referring to what I read over, but I think, I thought the answer was you had to be in by 10, or if you had ice. I think there's another section in there that calls for containers that deal with ice. Am I not correct?
From September the 1st through September 30th, it shall be unlawful for you to harvest oysters for human consumption from public or private grounds after 12 p.m. And oysters harvested after before 12 p.m. shall be refrigerated by 12 p.m. of that same day.
Okay. Well, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, so you have to have the shade even if you're not in by the time. I knew about the time.
You have to have the shade, period. Any questions? This code section is very important, and I'll tell you why it's important. The FDA gives states not many opportunities to make mistakes where they can trace a specific oyster to a specific location that caused an illness, and you get on what's known as the bad list. The bad list can result in all sorts of sanctions against watermen, people that market oysters, embargoes, where the entire... If you sold to a large oyster house and they know that you sold it and they can't find that specific oyster, they can embargo and destroy the entire lot. So it can be a very, very expensive proposition as well as a significant risk to the health of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's why this is there and that's why it's such an important law. And I just say that from a general perspective, not one that's deemed to be punitive in your direction. I just want everybody to understand that. So the gentleman is asking for his permit to be reinstated. He's never had a violation. He has taken steps to retrofit his equipment so that he's in compliance and the matter's before the commission. Mr. Holland.
I'm going to be reinstated.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Okay. In his defense, I would like to say one thing. I didn't know you had to be shaded if you were in before 10 o'clock, and I helped pass the night. You know, I thought they had to be refrigerated if you stayed out past that.
Yes, sir.
If you were in before 10, I didn't know you had to be shaded, and I also thought there was provision in there that you could document your time as long as you were not out more than 2 hours before they were on refrigeration.
It was also 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was misty rain and 6 degrees, but that doesn't matter. But I appreciate your help, sir.
You're quite welcome. Hey, read that thing over just to make sure of Mr. Bowden's, not now, just to make sure that what we understand is correct, and if it's not,
it is
correct.
I'm wrong.
Oh, Jack's saying it's correct, too, so anyway, good to go. Thank you. Everybody comes at it. Any further public comments?